Okay. So, schönen Nachmittag. Hello. Schönen Nachmittag. Hello. I would like to show you a project of mine called Flat. It's a library for Python. And yeah. So it's a library for Python for generating and manipulating digital form of fine arts. And to simplify the usage of it, I wrote an application called Even, which is shown there. And it basically is a Python editor on the right. On the left, there is a viewer. And it bundles PyPy, which is this JIT compiler for Python. It runs on with Python. And yes, so the title, the first row, it should be read as three words, as X, XY, and XYZ. The first one stands for code, like linear text. XY is 2D, for instance, image or PDF. And the third one, three dimensions, like architecture or something like that. And okay, I will first show some examples and then maybe I will talk about some concepts more deeply. So the first thing, the library exposes basically three main classes. One is image for raster images. The second one is scene for 3D objects and light and materials. And the third one is document, and it is the most complex one. So I will show mainly the third one. So an object, a document consists of pages, and a page consists of placed items. An item can be many things, like text, image, or shape. And okay, I will show how it works. Can you see? Okay, so first we need to create a document. This is with 8 units, and so this is the source code for the first slide. You see there, and the so to walk you through. So we have this document. We added a page to it, and we created a color. There are many colors. I get to it later. And then we have some coordinates, and we basically shifted the coordinates by small amount and draw the text. So it works like this. You create a color, then you create a shape, which is there are shapes and strokes, strikes, and these are kind of factories. You set up a factory to produce certain kind of objects, like I create shapes which has stroke and of certain color and certain width and certain properties, and then I place it on a page. And this is different than what you are used to, probably from the first thing I know of, which started was PostScript, where you have to maintain the graphic state. You set up first the line width, and then you draw a line. This is different. You set up a factory, and it produces objects with certain properties. So that's the first slide. The second slide is very similar, but this is demonstration of different shapes a factory can produce, such as line, polyline, polygon, bezier, quadratic, or cubic. And there's a rectangle, what you expect. And the interesting thing about this example is that PDF cannot support quadratic beziers. But as you can see, I have only move 2 and quad 2, which is quadratic bezier. So I had to elevate this curve, this quadratic curve, to be cubic curve, so I can put it into PDF. Then this example is a small joke. There are many colors, many different color spaces you can use, like grayscale, RGB, CMYK, spot colors, device and overprint. And so I here create three different kinds of red. And yeah, when I regenerate it, you should not be able to spot the difference. Basically, it's three different kinds of red. Like, okay, maybe so you can see back. It's RGB, CMYK, and spot color with CMYK fallback. And again, I create a shape factory which has no stroke. It has fill of random color, and I place the rectangle on a page. The next thing are fonts. The library can work with basically three kinds of fonts. One is TrueType, the very basic TrueType, and then OpenType with both cubic and quadratic outlines. It's this CFF, basically the Adobe version of OpenType and Microsoft version of or Apple version of OpenType. And okay, so I can open an image or a font, and I create this is a strike which is similar to the shape. It is again a factory which imports a font. One can set up a certain properties on it and then put on a page a text this is probably not what you are used to. This example with shapes, it was rather easy. You have a factory, and the factory produces shapes like line or polyline. And with text, it's exactly the same, but slightly more complex. A strike produces either a span or a paragraph or a text. So text is similar to document. Text is composed of paragraphs, and the paragraph is composed of spans. So in this way, you create a factories with certain properties, the strike factories, and you create, for instance, spans, which you put then into a paragraph, and with many paragraphs, you put into text, and this text you place on a page. And another thing I want to show is this. Desktop, and I can export a page either as image, I will show it, or as an SVG. So basically this is SVG, and this example shows that it also works with kerning. It is the same two fonts, but I removed kerning of the first one, so you can see this one is not pretty and this is pretty. Another example with fonts is that when you have a text, you can also chain it. When you have a text, you can put it inside a container like text frame, and you can chain these text frames. So this is randomly generates it reads a text from hard drive, and at random it chooses font size and how many columns it should flow into. Then one more example with text. Okay, and as you can see, it's vector graphic. And another example is also with text, and basically I draw here all the available outlines or glyphs of a font and put it on a page. But this time I created what I'm showing you is one document, and now I created another document. I created one page there and put every accessible character there, and rasterized the page of the another document and put it as an image into the first document. So now this will be more clear. So what I try to show is that a page can also can be exported as SVG, but also as an image. So it rasterizes the content. This one I uncomment it because it's a little bit slow. This is demonstration for 3D scene. This code here is very simple OBJ parser, and here you define certain materials, lights, and yes, some geometry, and then it renders as to an image. And when it's done, it places the result on a page. The thing is that, probably to comment, first, this is with height and how many anti-aliasing samples it should use. And when it produces this high dynamic range image, then it has to be tone mapped so it can be shown on a monitor. And Stanford Bunny. Another thing which it can do is it works with images. So I opened one image and apply different effects to it, or some manipulations. The top left is resizing. It supports for nearest neighbor method, bicubic, and Lanczos. The one on the right is simple blur. And dithering and invert and flip. Just very simple operations over raster data. Next example is the library also has support for basic charting, and I needed for a homepage of this project. I wanted to show how the classes interact with each other, so I draw a tree structure out of it. So is this, and this is something I'm little bit hesitating to develop further, because there is great opportunity to have many charting like functions, for instance for trees, for graphs, and for bar charts and so on. But I would rather have the basic functionality in place, and then I can play with different chartings. And the last one is another kind of chart. This time it displays basically two or three 3D data. Okay. I have to like this. Oh, it was for an article I wrote about light breaking, where I compare different algorithms for light breaking, and this is the result of how an algorithm behaves in terms of how many words there are online and how many words there are in total. And okay, that's it. So these were the examples, and okay, and by this presentation or this meeting, I wanted to release a version 2.0.2. Currently, the version is 0.1, so it's very early. But I wanted to release new version, but I didn't manage to. The things to expect, I don't want to generally talk about what features I would like to have, but for 0.2 there will be for sure kerning. Okay, basically when you have OpenType, there are tables which define certain data structures inside font, and as it happens, for kerning there are two tables, and I support only one, and I promise to one guy that I will implement also the another table, so I have to finish that. And okay, to very short about what I actually trying to do, or what is the library good for. So one thing is that obviously it can be used for layouts which can be automated. So you have certain, I don't know, design manual, and then you only get new data, and you want to preserve that manual, that layout, and export PDFs. So that one thing, but I'm personally more interested in another thing, and that's discovering new ways of how to design, because I feel this is very different when I program. It's very different than to sit behind a more traditional application. And I try very hard. The library is very simple to use. So okay. I guess it's time for questions. Okay, one more thing, and I can, of course, export the output. Okay, so this is basically PDF. Okay, thanks.
So, any question?
Yes.
First of all, this is really impressive work. This is really exciting. And I'm wondering, technical question, what are the dependencies for drawing graphics, PDF, typography? What are the libraries that you're using? I'm just really curious.
None. It's all there.
Wow.
It has its own rasterizer, its own parser for OpenType, its own export and import of JPEGs, CMYK, JPEGs, PNG. Everything's Python, everything's self-contained.
Ah. This is really good stuff.
Yes, thank you.
Any other question? There's a question.
You mentioned the algorithm for line breaking.
Yes.
I wondered why you felt you needed to generate something new for that.
Can you please repeat it? Because
you mentioned an algorithm for line breaks, and I wondered why you felt you needed to make something special for that or new.
I'm not quite sure. I understood the question, but I'm not sure if I follow the intent. When you have text which doesn't fit on line, you have to line break it. And there is one way which is very simple, and you put words on line, and then you when it doesn't fit, you put it on the next line and so on. This produces sometimes a jagged margin, and the first one who tackled this problem was Knuth in Tech, and his algorithm. I tried to read the algorithm, but it's a bit over my head. So, but it turns out the basic idea is not that complicated. It's dynamic programming, which tries many different options and returns the one with the best like score or something. And so what I tried is so why I tried to invent new basically as the library allows you to work with text, I needed line breaking, so I tried to have nice line breaking.
Can you go there?
Yes. But I don't. I can show it to you. Yes, I have it. Maybe later. I cannot find it, but. Did I answer your questions? Because no, yes, no. This is no, and this is yes. Okay.
You can look for it
and show it afterwards. You can
sure.
Do the next presentation and show it afterwards.
Or another. At this site, this XYZ, I wrote a whole article about maybe six algorithms for line breaking, and there is also reasoning why I picked certain algorithm. But basically, the one, the greedy, no one uses except for Word, I think. And then all the next five are the, only variations of the same idea with different time complexities. And I picked the one which has very which is not the fastest, but for text which is normally used is very fast and also is very simple, because there are faster algorithms but slightly more complex. Well, we can talk about it later. Okay.
I think we have to go to the next
Talk. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.